All right, so get this. Imagine a world where learning is like unlocking a video game character's skill tree.
Uh-huh.
You pinpoint your exact strengths and weaknesses, and then boom, personalized learning plan.
Yeah.
Maximum efficiency.
Yeah.
That's what we're diving into today, BrainCore Infinity Diagnostics.
Ooh.
It's fascinating stuff.
It really is. It really moves beyond the one-size-fits-all approach to education.
Yeah.
It's a suite of tools designed to personalize learning strategies,
Okay.
factoring in both cognitive abilities and individual motivation.
We're talking some seriously cool tools here, right?
Yay.
BrainPrint, Brain Speed, and MLAS,
Right.
which stands for Motivation Level Assessment Scale.
That's right.
I'm curious, how do those all work together?
So think of it like building a house.
Okay.
First, you need a blueprint, right? That's where
Hey.
BrainPrint comes in.
Okay.
It uses AI-driven algorithms to map multiple intelligences and cognitive strengths, creating a unique learner profile.
So it's not just about how smart you are.
Right.
It's about how you're smart.
Exactly. Then BrainFit comes in to assess the learner's current cognitive skills
Okay.
and identify areas for improvement. Think of it as evaluating the foundation of the house,
Okay.
making sure it's strong enough to support everything else.
Okay, I'm seeing the building analogy here.
Yeah.
So what about brain speed?
Okay.
Does that involve construction crews working at warp speed?
Not quite, but it does focus on processing speed and efficiency.
Okay.
Brain speed measures how quickly and accurately a learner can process information, kind of like assessing the efficiency of the plumbing and electrical systems in our house analogy.
And finally, we've got MLAS,
Yes.
the Motivation Level Assessment Scale.
Right.
Is this about making sure the homeowners actually want to live in the house we're building?
You got it.
Okay.
MLAS evaluates a learner's intrinsic motivation, identifying what drives them and how to foster a love of learning.
Okay.
This is key because even the most impressive house won't be a home if the people living there don't feel happy and engaged.
I love that.
Okay.
So we've got our blueprint, our foundation, our
Yeah.
efficient systems,
Yeah.
and happy homeowners.
Right.
But do these tools actually deliver? That's where the research comes in, right?
Absolutely. We've got four studies to unpack,
Okay.
each offering a different perspective on the effectiveness of BrainCore Infinity.
All right.
Let's start with the first study,
Okay.
which provides a comprehensive overview of the program's impact on learning speed and goal achievement.
This is where it gets interesting for me. We've all heard those claims about boosting learning speed,
Right.
but this study actually puts it to the test,
Yeah.
and the results are, well, pretty impressive.
Indeed, students using BrainCore Infinity saw their learning speed increase by an average of 35%.
Wow.
They were also much more successful in achieving their learning goals,
Okay.
with a 75% goal achievement rate compared to 50% for the control group.
A 35% improvement in learning speed. That's huge. But I'm curious, what's driving these gains? Is it simply a matter of presenting information in a way that aligns with the learner's strengths? Or is there something deeper going on?
That's a great question. It's likely a combination of factors.
Okay.
By understanding a student's cognitive strengths and weaknesses, BrainCore Infinity allows educators to tailor their teaching methods and personalize learning materials. This can lead to more efficient information processing and knowledge retention.
So it's not just about making learning easier.
Right.
It's about making learning more effective.
Exactly.
But are these gains just a temporary boost, or do they have lasting impact? That's
Yeah.
what we'll explore in the next study, right?
Exactly. Study two takes a look at the long-term effects of BrainCore Infinity.
Okay.
And what's remarkable is that the benefits weren't just a flash in the pan,
Okay.
they actually persisted over time.
Hold on. So we're talking about more than just a short-term motivation bump.
Right.
These students actually maintained their improved learning speed and motivation over an extended period.
That's right. This longitudinal study tracked students for an entire year
Wow.
and found that the gains in comprehension, attendance, and motivation remained consistent.
That's incredible.
It is.
So it suggests that BrainCore Infinity isn't just a quick fix.
Right.
It's potentially influencing how students learn and engage with education in a lasting way. Now,
Absolutely.
that's what I call mind-blowing. We're talking about the possibility of creating a whole new generation of engaged, efficient learners. But I have to ask, how does this approach compare to traditional teaching methods? That's where our next study comes in, right?
Yes, study three directly compares the effectiveness of BrainCore Infinity with traditional assessment methods,
Okay.
and the results are quite revealing.
All right, spill the beans.
Yeah.
Did BrainCore Infinity crush the competition?
Well, students using BrainCore Infinity consistently outperform their counterparts who are taught using traditional methods.
Okay.
We're talking about a 20% difference in overall academic performance.
Wow, a 20% advantage. That's a significant difference.
It is.
But I'm wondering, does this mean traditional methods are completely obsolete?
Not necessarily. Traditional methods can still be valuable tools for assessing general knowledge and skills.
Okay.
However, this study suggests that BrainCore Infinity offers a more nuanced and personalized approach, which can lead to greater academic success.
So it's not about replacing traditional methods altogether.
Right.
It's about adding another layer of insight and personalization to the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see why this technology is causing such a buzz in the education world.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get too carried away, let's shift our focus to the often overlooked heroes of the classroom.
Okay.
The teachers.
The teachers.
Study 4 dives into how BrainCore Infinity impacts their experience, right?
Absolutely. This study explored the impact of BrainCore Infinity on teacher engagement and classroom dynamics.
Okay.
And the results were, frankly, astounding.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. Tell me more.
Teachers using BrainCore Infinity reported a significant increase in their own engagement levels.
Wow.
With an average boost of 80%.
Really?
They also observed a remarkable improvement in student participation.
Okay.
With a 70% increase in active engagement during class.
Wait, so not only did the students benefit, but the teachers did too.
Yes.
That's incredible. I have to imagine this kind of positive feedback loop could revolutionize the entire classroom experience.
Exactly. When teachers feel empowered and equipped to meet the individual needs of their students, they become more invested in their work.
Uh-huh.
And that enthusiasm naturally spills over to the students, creating a more vibrant and engaging learning environment.
So it's not just about improving individual outcomes.
Right.
It's about transforming the entire educational ecosystem.
Absolutely.
But I'm curious, how does this actually work in practice? How do we go from these impressive research findings to real-world implementation?
That's a great question. And it's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll take a closer look at the implementation framework for BrainCore Infinity and discuss how this innovative approach can be integrated into diverse educational settings.
Sounds fascinating. I can't wait to learn more. But for now, let's pause for a moment and let our listener digest all this incredible information. Stay tuned, because we'll be back soon to unpack the practical side of BrainCore Infinity. All right, we're back and ready to dive into the nitty-gritty of how BrainCore Infinity actually works in the real world.
Oh.
I'm all about big ideas, but I'm also a pragmatist at heart.
Right.
So how do we take this incredible technology from the research lab to the classroom?
That's where the implementation framework comes in.
Okay.
It's a 4-stage process designed to guide educators in effectively integrating BrainCore Infinity into their teaching practices.
4 stages.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. Walk me through it.
Stage 1 focuses on initial diagnostics.
Okay.
This is where we use the full suite of tools, BrainFit, BrainSpeed, and MLAS, to create a comprehensive understanding of each student's learning profile. Think of it as gathering all the necessary building materials before you start construction.
So we're not just slapping on a fresh coat of paint.
Right.
We're actually taking the time to assess the structural integrity of the entire building.
Exactly. We need to understand the unique strengths, weaknesses, and motivations of each learner before we can develop effective personalized strategies.
Right.
And that brings us to stage 2, which is all about creating those personalized strategies.
So we've got our blueprints and our building materials. Now it's time to start designing a custom-built learning plan for each student.
Precisely. This stage involves using the insights from the initial diagnostics to create tailored learning and motivational plans.
Huh.
For example, a student who excels in visual learning might benefit from graphic organizers and multimedia presentations, while a student who struggles with focus might need frequent breaks and movement activities.
It sounds like a dream come true for teachers who have always wanted to personalize learning but haven't had the tools or the time to do it effectively. But I imagine it takes ongoing effort to ensure those plans are actually working, right?
You're absolutely right. That's where stage 3 comes in, continuous monitoring. This involves regular assessments and check-ins to track student progress, identify any roadblocks, and make necessary adjustments to the learning plans.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing dynamic process of observation, feedback, and adaptation.
Precisely. Think of it as conducting regular inspections during the construction process to ensure everything is on track.
Okay.
And make any necessary course corrections.
Okay, I'm loving this building analogy. Yeah. We've got our blueprints, our personalized construction plans, and our ongoing inspections. But what about the bigger picture?
Okay.
How do we scale this approach to reach more students and schools?
That's the focus of Stage 4, scalability.
Okay.
The goal is to develop implementation strategies that can be effectively adapted to different educational settings, from small classrooms to large school districts.
Now, that's ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine it's not without its challenges.
Right.
How do we ensure equitable access to this technology?
Right.
And what about the cost of implementation and teacher training?
Right. Those are all valid concerns. Addressing the issue of equity is crucial.
Yeah.
We need to ensure that all students have access to the benefits of BrainCore Infinity, regardless of their socioeconomic background or the resources available in their schools.
So it's not just about developing the technology.
Right.
It's about making sure it reaches the students who need it most.
Hmm.
What about teacher training? I imagine there's a learning curve involved in implementing this new approach.
Absolutely. Effective implementation requires professional development programs that equip teachers with the knowledge and skills.
Okay.
To administer the assessments, interpret the results, and create personalized learning plans. It's an investment, but the potential returns are significant.
Okay, so we've covered the four stages of implementation. But I think it's important to zoom out for a moment and consider the broader implications of this technology.
Okay.
We've talked about the benefits for students and teachers, but what about the impact on the entire educational system?
That's a great point.
Okay.
BrainCore Infinity has the potential to transform education on a systemic level. By shifting the focus from standardized testing to personalized learning, we can create a more equitable and engaging learning experience for all students.
I can see how this could be a game changer. But I also wonder about potential downsides.
Mm-hmm.
Could focusing too heavily on individualization lead to a fragmented curriculum where students are isolated in their own learning bubbles?
That's a valid concern. It's important to strike a balance between personalized learning and collaborative experiences.
Yeah.
BrainCore Infinity isn't meant to replace traditional classroom interactions.
Right.
It's meant to enhance them by providing teachers with the tools to differentiate instruction and meet the diverse needs of their students.
So it's about finding the right blend of individualization and community of personalized instruction and shared learning goals.
Mm.
I like that. But let's be real. There's always going to be some resistance to change, especially in a field as tradition-bound as education. How do we overcome that?
You're right. Change can be challenging. But I think the key is to focus on the evidence. The research clearly demonstrates the effectiveness of BrainCore Infinity in improving learning outcomes,
okay,
boosting student motivation, and enhancing teacher engagement.
So let the data speak for itself. I can get behind that.
Wow.
But data alone isn't always enough to sway hearts and minds.
Right.
We also need to address the human element, the anxieties and uncertainties that often accompany change.
Absolutely. Open communication and collaboration are essential.
Yeah.
We need to involve teachers, parents, and administrators in the implementation process,
Okay. Address
their concerns, and provide ongoing support and training.
It sounds like a massive undertaking.
Yeah.
But the potential rewards are enormous.
They are.
We're talking about a future where learning is truly personalized, engaging, and empowering for every student. But before we get too carried away with visions of a utopian educational landscape, let's bring it back to the individual level.
What do you mean?
Well, we've talked a lot about the big picture, the research, the implementation framework, the systemic implications.
All right.
But I think it's important to remember that at its core, BrainCore Infinity is all about the individual learner.
Uh-huh.
It's about helping each student unlock their unique potential and develop a lifelong love of learning.
I couldn't agree more. And that's what makes this technology so exciting. It's not just about improving test scores.
Right.
It's about empowering students to become active participants in their own learning journeys.
And that, my friend, is a beautiful thing. But as with any powerful tool, there are also potential risks and ethical considerations that we need to address. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll explore those challenges and discuss how we can ensure that BrainCore Infinity is used responsibly and ethically to benefit all learners. Stay tuned, because we'll be right back after a quick pause for our listener to catch their breath. All right, we're back and ready to tackle the final frontier.
Okay.
The ethical considerations surrounding BrainCore Infinity.
Right.
It's all well and good to talk about personalized learning and unlocking potential.
Yeah.
But we also need to be mindful of the potential risks and challenges. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, that's a crucial aspect of any new technology, especially one that deals with such sensitive information about individual learners.
Right.
One of the biggest concerns is data privacy.
Okay.
We're gathering a lot of detailed information about students' cognitive profiles, learning patterns,
yeah.
and even their motivations.
Mm-hmm.
How do we ensure that this data is protected and used responsibly?
That's a question that keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
We've all seen how data can be misused.
Right.
And the last thing we want is for this technology to become a tool for surveillance or discrimination.
Absolutely. And transparency and accountability are paramount.
Okay.
We need clear guidelines for how this data is collected, stored, and used.
Mm-hmm.
Parents and students should have full access to their own data
right.
and understand how it's being used.
So it's not just about protecting the data from external threats.
Right.
It's also about empowering individuals to control their own information.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But what about the potential for bias? Could these algorithms inadvertently perpetuate existing inequalities in education?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
It's essential to ensure that the algorithms used in BrainCore Infinity are fair and unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be vigilant in identifying and mitigating any potential biases that could disadvantage certain groups of students.
It sounds like a constant process of monitoring and refining, of challenging our assumptions and being open to feedback. It's not enough to simply create the technology we have to be actively engaged in shaping how it's used and ensuring that it serves all learners equitably.
Exactly. It's an ongoing responsibility, not a one-time fix.
Okay.
But beyond data privacy and bias,
yeah.
there's another ethical consideration that I think is worth exploring.
Yeah.
The potential impact of excessive individualization.
Okay, I'm listening.
So we've talked about the importance of personalized learning.
Right.
But what happens when we take it too far? Could we inadvertently create learning bubbles where students are isolated from each other and deprived of the benefits of shared experiences and diverse perspectives?
That's a thought-provoking point.
Yeah.
We don't want to swing so far in the direction of individualization that we lose sight of the value of community and collaboration.
Precisely. It's about finding the right balance.
Mm.
About recognizing that personalized learning is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
It's a powerful tool, but it's not a silver bullet.
So it's not about replacing traditional methods altogether.
Right.
It's about integrating them with personalized approaches to create a more holistic and well-rounded learning experience. I'm starting to see how complex this issue really is.
It is complex, but I think that's what makes it so fascinating. You know, we're grappling with fundamental questions about the nature of learning,
mm-hmm.
the role of technology in education, and the kind of future we want to create for our students.
And those are questions worth asking, even if the answers aren't always clear-cut.
Wait.
We're not going to solve all these challenges in one deep dive.
Yeah.
But I think we've managed to scratch the surface.
I agree.
And hopefully spark some thoughtful conversations along the way.
I'd say so. And those conversations are crucial.
Right.
You know, we need to engage educators, researchers, policymakers, parents, and students in a dialogue about the ethical implications of personalized learning and work together to ensure that this technology is used responsibly and equitably.
So it's not just about developing the technology. It's about creating a culture of responsible innovation, of thoughtful reflection, and ongoing dialogue. I'm sensing a call to action brewing here.
Indeed. For our listener out there, I encourage you to delve deeper into the world of BrainCore Infinity.
Okay.
Visit their website.
Uh-huh.
Explore the research and engage in conversations about the future of learning.
Right.
Ask questions, challenge assumptions, and be an active participant in shaping the educational landscape of tomorrow.
It sounds like we've got some homework to do. But hey, who doesn't love a little brain workout? Well, that's it for our deep dive into BrainCore Infinity.
It's been a good one.
We've explored the science, the implementation, the potential benefits, and the ethical considerations. It's been a whirlwind of information, but I hope you've come away with a deeper understanding of this revolutionary technology and the exciting possibilities it holds for the future of learning. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and never stop exploring the amazing potential of the human mind.